You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the Shoe Swap's own community radio, broadcasting from atop Mount Tappan. This station's content is produced by volunteers from your community, and the means to broadcast is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Did you know that for $50 you can buy a square foot of our newly renovated studios here in the green space? To find out more, phone us at 250-463-5026. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigné, and this is Live in the Shoe Swap. This week's edition is in memory of the Shoe Swap's Gypsy Jazz Ambassador, Willie Gaw, who passed away late in 2019. Back in 2013, Willie and I shared conversation and music about his big passion for the music of Jadgo Reinhardt. In the upcoming segment, Gaw gives us context for Django's most iconic tune, written during the Nazi occupation of France.
Nuage, yeah.
Clouds.
This was a tune Django wrote in France in the war. And it was said that you could hear people walking down the street whistling this tune. And it was a tune that uplifted the French people's spirits and got them through some really dark times. And it became almost like an anthem for France in some ways, and it's been played in many ways in many different instrumentations, and the one we're going to listen to, it's got Grappelli on the violin. Some of the other ones have horns, clarinets, big full bands, but for me, this one here, I like it a lot. Reinhardt was, he was a gypsy. He was born in Belgium, and He grew up on the basically on the outskirts of Paris, on the outside of Paris. And all the caravans and trailers would be parked in the edges of town at these large gates that would go into the city. And that's where he grew up. And he was like an urchin, a ragamuffin, you know, troublemaker. And he got his first instrument when I think he was 11 or 12. And it was a banjo guitar. And he would just sneak around and watch people and see what they did with their fingers and listen to it and try it. And it came to him. He was a prodigy. Just things started to come to him. So by the time he's 13, 14, he's actually can sit down with people and play. And it just learned at a huge rate, you know. And so by the time he's 17 or 18, he's actually making money now. And people are wanting to play with him. But it's all still on the outskirts and in real seedy places. It's Grungeville, you know. It's
well, the gypsies in general, especially in Europe, were always the lowest of the low.
Oh,
they
yeah.
were the permanent outcasts, really.
Oh yeah, absolutely, they were, and no different for his family, I'm sure, at all. But because of the musician that he was and would become, he was accepted in places where most gypsies wouldn't have been.
That was Si Tu Savais, If Only You Knew, a composition by gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt. Up next, Willie Gaw talks about a turning point in the life of this prolific musician before introducing a recording Willie is personally proud to have taken part in.
And so when he was, actually, he had just met some producers and it looked like things were going to take off for him. They wanted to take him on tour, produced some records, and pretty much the night he came home to tell his wife the story, he lit a candle in their caravan, and she was making flowers out of old film stock. Dropped a candle, boom.
Poof. Yes, that was it, right? It's flammable as all get out.
There you go. So he pretty much burned the whole left side of his body, and they wanted to take off his leg and his arm, and he would have no part of that. Take me home, right? And so he went home and went through, what, I guess a couple of years of working that hand, because it turned into a claw, basically, two-fingered claw. And this is a courting hand, and, you know, the left hand. And so through his perseverance and just his whole makeup, the kind of guy he was, you know, he just persevered and came back to be the guitar player that he turned out to be.
The one with you and Jacob, just says this, well, I'm alone tonight, or I'm lonely tonight.
Yeah, thanks for the pronunciation. This was a tune that Jacob and I got together in a small little studio in Kamloops, and one night we just ran some tunes, and this one came off nicely. And the first time I heard it was in Woody Allen's movie Midnight to Paris, and it just got me. I thought, oh, this is great. And so we learned to play it, and this is an example of local gypsy jazz without a bass player. But Jake and I just, you know, jamming in the studio, and this one came off pretty nicely.